forward. Bryce gives us six innings on a night where we certainly needed it. Yeah, Hernandez picking us up again. So in the offense, did a nice job. Jarvis, Mikey Harris, Olsen, you know, scored some runs. And we needed to score some runs tonight, and because we're really thin down there tonight. So Hernandez and Bryce really picked us up.
You know, all the talk, you know, most recently has been the Braves need this and need that. And then you see a night like this, you're reminded Harris is having, he's going to get MVP votes. Olsen's going to get MVP votes. Drake may as well. It's a night like this to remind you how good this team is and can be going forward.
Yeah, you know, with the exception of June, and we're missing three of our guys during a good portion of June, and Ronald, Baldwin, and Harris for some. And it was just a tough month for us. But outside of that, it's been really good. You know, we came out the other side of that tough stretch, still in first place. We're still in first place now. So I think credit to the guys in that room, overcome a lot this year, right from the get-go, from the first day of spring training. They've been dealing with it, so, and they've found a way to go out and win games for 4 months now, really.
In Baltimore, you talked about how you were hoping Hernandez made his way back to you guys. How happy is it to see the result be out and yet and getting the save?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, he's a pro. Like I said, we saw him a lot in Miami when he was in that rotation, and he always gave us fits. Got a feel to pitch. You know, he can make pitches. He can execute pitches. So, he's picked us up twice now, big time.
How important is it to have those guys that can throw three or four innings in today's game where starters usually don't throw a complete game?
Yeah. No, we've had a lot of that at times this year where guys are coming out of the pen and throwing two, three, four innings even and really picked us up. And look, our pen, with the way we've been using it, we've played a lot of one-run games. We've had 17 in a row, a couple extra inning games in there. And we've been winning a lot of those games. So you're using your guys, and so you have to have resets. And an outing like tonight from Hernandez helps you do that. So it's critical that you have those guys that come in and do that.
Previously, you've talked about how much Michael Harris has grown and blossomed as a ball player in the work that he's put in since the last All-Star break in 2025. Today, he matches career home run totals with 20, comes 2 months earlier than last season. How do moments like that speak to that work and the growth he's had?
Yeah, Mike is, you know, becoming one of the frontline players in this game. You talk about both sides of the ball, right? I mean, he's Gold Glove outfielder. And this is as consistent as he's ever been. I think, the rookie year was really good, but the consistency we're seeing this year, I mean, he's hovering around 300 for a while now. Really impressive. And you know, I've talked about him. He's still young. I mean, he's maturing as a player. He's figuring some things out. And he's obviously really talented, so you're starting to see him take off, you know, with all the lessons he's learned and the adjustments he's made, and it's becoming a real threat at the plate.
Well, do you feel like Bryce maybe gets underappreciated a little bit on the outside, just the reliability that he continues to bring, especially as you deal with so many other injuries?
Yeah, no, he's very durable, very reliable. Look, I always say this, but nobody does good all the time in this game. Nobody. You know, everybody has their struggles, and but Bryce has always taken the ball, and for the most part, he goes out there and puts us in position to win games, and he does it by pitching. He does it by adding and subtracting and using both sides of the plate. You know, he can go north and south too. I mean, he's a pitcher, and he can execute pitches, and that's how he's been successful in the major leagues.
When you see what he's done here for these three stars, we're going to keep writing about the Braves need a rotation piece. I know you guys don't focus on that, but when he does what he's done, how much does that just ease any concerns about the rotation when he's on this kind of run?
Well, yeah, I mean, you get to that circle of trust, right? And a guy like Bryce has become reliable, and that's a huge compliment. It sounds generic, but being reliable in this game is a huge compliment. And you know, you look at all, like I said, all the way back to the last 5 weeks or whatever of last season, and the number of quality starts he's put together. From then until now, he's a good pitcher. He's a good major league pitcher.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.